season? Was it like an hour show?
I only watched the pod. I couldn't watch the whole thing. It was really driving me crazy.
I'm trying to imagine how many people watched. You know, how many
millions of people. Because that's what you want to do. You know, when you want to escape publicity and people, what you want to do is go on Oprah. That's what you do. You really want to disappear from the world. Get on Oprah on Channel 5 at 8 o'clock, right? And this was promoted for the entire, like, when the space landing wasn't this friggin' big. This was, you know, they were promoting this for a friggin' with Super Bowl to get coverage like this. You know, they're like, on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will talk about what happened, why they left, you know? And so, you know, so you want to disappear, go under the radar. Make sure you get on Oprah. That'll be the way to go, you know?
You know, obviously, they're very smart. I mean, there's hashtags. You know what a hashtag is. If you like, if I do a hashtag racism, I'm going to attract a lot of people. And so racist, all of those terms are like the giant hashtags of 2021.
Right.
Especially in America. So if you just want to talk about it, you want to, and I mean, and it's the easiest, I call it the easiest epithet to throw at somebody, the easiest insult to throw at someone. You're a racist, because what the person does then, they don't just go, oh, okay, I guess I am. Nobody does that. They go, oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Whether they
put you on a defense. You're automatically on a defense, you know?
Yeah, I'm not. No,
like,
I'm not.
You're racist.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, and usually 9 out of 10 times, the person accusing the other person, like in life and anything, you accuse the other person. Remember when we were kids, it takes one to know one?
Yeah, right.
Right. So if somebody's accusing, so she, now is she, you said she's light. Is she, I don't really know anything about
you
this.
You know what she looks like? She's an attractive girl. She was like,
well,
like,
is she?
I forgot what she was. Yeah.
Yeah, she's, so how much, is she all black? Is she
part
black?
No, she's part black. She's part. She's black, and then she's something else.
Okay, she's right. But enough that she recognizes racism.
Yeah, she just, you know, she's fully on the team somehow, right? She's just half, but she's on the team, you know.
It seems like with a lot of people who are half and half, they, you know, it's very in vogue to be, forget the white part, because that's not cool.
Tom, I love when people are really good looking and talking about the curse of their life. It's just hysterical. Like, he's a good looking guy, and she's a good looking, he's a good looking prince. You know, because that, when you're a good-looking prince, there's so many doors that are close to you. You know what I mean? And, you know, because I remember, you know, you watch Snow White, and the dream for her was to run off with the plumber, right? Or was it the prince? I forgot. You know? And she's the same thing. She's a hot-looking, beautiful woman, right? And she's, you know, multi-cultural, whatever. Black, she's white. She's together, right? And I'm like, I don't really see, like, I don't picture her as someone that could be picked on for her race. You know what I mean? I just don't. Maybe I just don't see this as a tortured person. You know, I don't.
No.
It's like the guy. No. It's like the son of the wealthy guy that owns a company. You know, he's the father owns the side of the company. He works for the company. He's 20 years old. He's telling you how hard he worked. You know, you know, you have no idea what it took me to get here. You know, you're like, okay.
Well,
but yeah, your father owns that. Yeah.
Well, for her to accuse the Buckingham Palace, the royalty of being racist, I mean, that's not really that much of a stretch, is it, when you think about it, that during the time they were an empire, most of the, you know, they conquered India. I mean, that's a big country. That's way bigger than England. And
I mean,
control.
Right. It really does. It make sense that, like, I'm not justifying how they might act or not act, but I mean, is it possible that the royal family may be a little like sheltered from the rest of the world? I don't know. Maybe it's me. I mean, you don't see them at the bowling alley. Do you see them out and about? I mean, they live in their own world. you know? I mean, they have people with titles. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Like, you're a duke or a count or something. You and me are just assholes. We're going to just show up. And it's just like it's not even a racist thing. Like, they give people titles, you know? So I don't think they'd be, you know, multiculturally diverse as the rest of us.
Right. I mean, if somebody wants to, like Muhammad Ali, he had to get beaten up pretty bad to become world heavyweight champion, you know?
Right.
But you know, or world wrestling champion, or even football, you know, to win the Super Bowl, you got to get beat up pretty good. You don't get there by, you know, parading around in nice costumes.
Right.
You know, or being right. born that way, you gotta get tackled. You got hockey's the same way. You know,
right.
Baseball not as much, tennis, but you know, you gotta work for that. But these people,
right?
It's just you're born and that's it. That's it.
Tom, you know? He had the ultimate job. He never has to worry about being king. He's just the prince. He just gets paid. Like, he doesn't have any responsibility. Remember there was Prince Andrew? He had the lucky one. Like I said, Charles is tortured, the father, because he's one step before king, and he's going, and that freaking old hag will not give up the throne. She just stayed there, and she lives. I think she's already dead. She walks in, she's a zombie. She just walks around, and she will not give this guy the title. She won't. She could pass it up. She's like, frig you, I'm the queen, I'm dead. Right?
Well, yeah,
you know, but like Andrew knew it was never going to happen, so he was partying.
And it's not like the old days. In the old days, they had to have poison testers.
Right.
Do you know this? That this is true? That they couldn't
Yeah, they were taking people out. There was none of this. Yeah, they're not waiting in line. They didn't start whacking people. They're going to take people out.
Yeah, but it's not like that for them today. Like Muhammad Ali, once he got the title, he had to defend it.
Right. Yeah,
right?
they used to joust and stuff. This guy loved it the way that was funny, Tom. He was in the British Air Force, whatever it was, right? And then he had to give up his medals. He had to give them up. Ooh.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, because I remember him flying into combat and stuff. Like, what? Can you imagine the life that this guy had? He gave it up for this woman. I mean, he could get any woman ever. And he goes, I'd be telling him, they made me a colonel. I mean, I'm in the army. I'm in a jet. Like, he wanted to fly a jet. They go, here you go. You're in a jet. They gave medals. He got medals for battles that didn't happen. This guy's the ultimate life. Like, whatever you want to do. Like, I want to fly a jet. Okay, there you go. You know.
Well,
even if he couldn't see it, he gave him thick glasses. Yeah. And he gave it up. Nice with her. You know, in California. They're sitting in the house together. Now what? Okay, Oprah talked to him. Story's over. Now what are they going to do? They're sitting with his freaking wife all day. Thinking about it. I was flying jets. I could go anywhere in the world. I had homes everywhere. Freaking wheelbarrows of cash every day were coming in. Right?
Uh-oh.
This guy didn't pay for anything. You think he paid for suits and stuff? He goes down to London, give him a suit. Give him nothing. You think he paid to go to games? Free games? Oh, my God. Gave it up. They sit in the freaking house with her.
Well, speaking of giving it up, we're coming down to the final minutes here. This was fabulous. I'm glad, and most of all, I'm glad you got it off your chest, because I know it's been bugging you for the past couple of days.
It's been bothering me, Tom. I can't deal with this stuff. This guy's got everything. They got the world, and he's listening to his wife. No, we got to leave. We're going to move to California. We don't need this. We don't need this stuff. Tom, with the money and stuff they had, I don't care if they were freaking wearing Klan's outfit at dinner. I don't care. I don't agree with it, but I'd be there going, well, you know, that's your thing. I'm going on the yacht. You know, I'm sorry. You know.
Well, have you got any? We know you're a big food guy. Have you got any? I'm sorry. You told me that you had a little incident at Wendy's today. The guy was beeping.
I always have incidents at Wendy's. The first thing that bothered me, with McDonald's the other day, I go in and there's two windows, right? There's two pickup windows, but they don't say which window to pick up the food at. So I pull up to the one and they're looking at me like a screensaver. And the woman's going to back me. I'm like, I'm sorry to interrupt you with your job, but where do I get my food from? And they're like, well, go to the other window. You know, like, it should be pretty simple. Pick up window here. And the second thing, when I said the pickup window, is where the exit door was. Like, what was this, afterthought? What did they put this here for?
Well, Pat, they're giving us the flashing the lights here for us to end. So I'm going to say goodbye. I hope everybody out there appreciates your candor and your analysis, your keen analysis into what the issue is.
Please tune in, because we rant about stuff all the time. So please, whoever you are, if you're home, the 23 please. People that we appeal to, please listen. Tell your friends.
We'll have more lunch and laughs with comedian Pat Nepoli next week. Thank you, folks, for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. Always a pleasure.
All right. Peace. Bye.
Bye.